It's Tuesday, the 7th of July, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. I'm in my mobile studio. Thank you, Omani Blog, for that expression. I'm on my way to work this morning, driving through the leafy Cheshire lanes, stuck behind a Land Rover, which isn't going very fast. Typical Cheshire. I get stuck behind tractors or Land Rovers on my commute. And today it's a Land Rover. But anyway, I am driving around with my boot absolutely stuffed full of toys at the moment. We went over to my mother-in-law's house at the weekend to do a bit of clearing out for her. For those of you that don't know, my mother-in-law is currently in hospital having had a fall back at the start of May, so 2 months ago. She had a nasty fall overnight and broke her hip, and she was rushed into hospital, and she's had it all replaced. She's got metal pins. She's the bionic woman now. She's got metal pins in her leg holding it all back together again, and she is currently recuperating because obviously that's a nasty place to break your leg, and she's having to strengthen her leg again and learn how to walk again because she's got to get the weight back on the leg again. So it's been a long recuperation and she's doing really well, and she is starting to think about getting her home ready for when she comes out of hospital. And her home is, she's got a nice big house, and it has a granny flat or a little separate annex on it. So downstairs, as well as the kitchen, the dining room and the lounge, there's also a separate area which can be closed off with a door, which has its own bathroom, kitchen, lounge, dining room and bedroom. And of course, over the years, this hasn't been used as a separate accommodation. The bedroom is her office, so that's where her computer and all her shelves with all the paperwork and stuff live. But she's used it as a second lounge, and she's used it for storage. And although she has a stairlift fitted, she is thinking that she's going to live completely in the downstairs area because obviously she's not as steady on her feet as she was, and you know, it makes sense to not have to go up and down the stairs. So she's looking at ways that she can convert the space and, you know, for forming plans in that regard. And one of the things that we were talking about when we visited her in hospital is that her dining room is currently, or was, full of kids' toys, because obviously she's got four grandchildren. They've all been over there to play quite a lot of times, and over the years she has stocked up on all sorts of toys for them to play with, and there's a lot of them. And I said to her, okay, well, now the kids are all at school, they're tending to visit you less, they probably don't need as many toys. You know, I know my son, for example, will be happy with just the box of Lego, so you know, that, why don't we go over there and do a bit of a sanity check, a bit of a sort out, and you know, take some of the stuff away. And so that's what we did at the weekend. We went over and we did a serious declutter, and she'd actually got a lot of very, very baby toys, you know, shape sorters and toy telephones where you press buttons and it rings, and you know, stuff that the grandchildren really, although they might play with them a bit for novelty value when they go over there, they're not going to entertain them for very long. You know, my son David at 5 is her youngest grandchild. So, and they go up to, oh gosh, my oldest nephew I think is 9 now. So, you know, for kids in that age range, the toys are not really the kind of toys that they would want to be playing with on the whole. So we did a huge, great sort out and have sorted out a lot of stuff. And we've left the basics, which is there's a box of Matchbox cars. There's a box of tea set and toy food stuff, which both of my kids were adamant we were not allowed to get rid of. There are a few books. And there's a toy electric guitar that plays music, which is a particular favourite. But we've gone from pretty much a quarter of the dining room having toys to just one single wicker basket having toys in it, which is a much more reasonable amount. And then it gives my mother-in-law a bit more space to move furniture around if she's trying to get, you know, the downstairs set up to be more living space for her. So it went really well. We had a really good declutter. And then what we've done is loaded my car up with all the toys that are possibly good enough to go for a charity shop. My mother lives next door to a lady who works at a charity shop, so quite often the easiest way for me to get stuff to a charity shop is to drop it off with my mother, and she gets her next door neighbour to look at it and take into the shop anything that's suitable for selling. So that's the plan, and I was supposed to do that on my way home from work yesterday. Unfortunately, John and I had both forgotten that John needed to be in Manchester yesterday evening for a code club meeting. And so I had a bit of a frantic phone call at work, which was, I forgot this meeting, you need to come home, you need to come home now, and you can't go into your mother's. So I dashed home because I had to be there to look after the kids as John went out. But of course missed out on popping in on my mother's, which means that I am now, for the second day, driving to and from work with all these toys in my boot. Now, okay, normally that wouldn't be a problem. However, there's a large percentage of baby toys. And the thing about baby toys is a lot of them are designed to make noises when you push buttons or interact with them in some way. And the country lanes that I drive around in Cheshire are not the smoothest and flattest of roads. So I'm finding that every time I go over a bump, something is activating in the boot, and it's usually a toy telephone which makes a dialing sound and then a ringing sound, and then the whole thing vibrates when it's ringing. And because it's in a box with a load of other toys, it's vibrating, and it's kind of it's making the vibrating louder because it's in an enclosed space with lots of other toys. And I swear, last night I drove home and this dratted thing was just going off permanently. I think I'd put my work laptop on top of it and it was just going constantly, and I felt by the end I was going slightly insane. I think I've positioned my laptop a little bit better this morning, but it's still, every time I go over a bump, I can hear it activate. I was kind of hoping it would set off while I was recording this. I don't know if my microphone would pick it up, but it hasn't. I seem to have found a smooth bit of road for recording this on. But anyway, I just thought I would share my torture with you, because I am driving around with all these noisy toys, waiting to get rid of them. And hopefully, provided nothing goes wrong, that will be this evening, because I will pop into my mum's house on the way home tonight and offload them all, and then they can go to the charity shop, and hopefully they've got years of good use left in them, and they will bring some other children a lot of fun, because they've certainly brought my kids and my nephews a lot of fun over the years. So there we go, that's what we've been up to, and that's what's currently driving me slightly insane on my journey to work. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.